Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Bill Schauser for Community Comment. Both production and consumption relates to the environment in two fundamental ways. We draw resources from the environment to produce goods and services, and we emit waste into the environment in the process of both producing and consuming. Too often we think and act as if we were not part of nature. Rather than thinking of ourselves as nested in nature and dependent upon it, we think of ourselves as sitting on top of it, managing it. We think there is the human world and the natural world. We forget that we are, ourselves, with all our technology, part of nature. What happens to society if the supply of natural resources is constantly diminished relative to demand? The answer is obvious, and so is the solution. We must protect from both extraction and waste impacts the natural productivity of our forests, fisheries, agriculture, and rangeland, and other renewable resources. Every day I get up feeling blessed that I live in a community that is always working towards that solution and would like to congratulate the humble Democratic Central Committee for making the environment the cornerstone of the Democrat of the Year celebration by honoring both Larry Glass and Chris Beresford of the North Coast Environmental Center. Larry and Chris have worked tirelessly for a healthier environment during their decades of leadership with the NEC and our community. By the way, the NEC is presently celebrating 45 years of publishing the Eco News, one of the longest-running bioregional environmental papers in the United States. The committee is also recognizing Sally Tanner for her long-term devotion to democratic principles and Brandon Sisk for the Young Democrat of the Year certificate. While I often rail at politics and politicians, I've become keenly aware of how difficult the job is, whether representing the North Coast in Sacramento or as a volunteer manning the phones and getting out the vote. The keynote speaker at this event is Tom Steyer, a philanthropist and alternative energy activist. The Guardian reported in 2014 that Steyer had become the single largest donor in American politics and is the leading advocate of environmental issues. Steyer and his wife Kat Taylor created the Tomcat Ranch near Half Moon Bay, which is meant to research and demonstrate a sustainable way of doing agriculture. Sounds like it could fit right into Humboldt County and probably learn a thing or two from our farmers. In August 2010, Steyer and his wife signed on to the Giving Pledge, an initiative of Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. The pledge urges individuals and families to give at least half their wealth to charitable causes during their lifetime. This event will be held at Fortuna's River Lodge Friday the 14th of October. You can go online, HumboldtDemocrats.org, or give them a call, 445-3366, to purchase tickets or help sponsor the event. This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.